we're waiting. We're going to go live to the Lieberman thing in just a few minutes. But meanwhile, we have a chance to visit. You know, every once in a while, just to remind myself how good my life is, I go up to the state capitol.
I would think that would, in contrast to anything that could be happening there, your life probably does look pretty good.
Yeah, so I went up to the state capitol today, and I listened to the speech.
Didn't Lieberman already announce that he was dropping out of the race?
Yeah, but he wants to announce it in a real special way to us.
Oh.
I'm not really sure exactly what the purpose of this. This is sort of
thank us for all the many times we put him on the air in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's to thank Connecticut volunteers, and I don't know. We'll find out. The important point is that it's history. I believe it was Salon. You know, he talked about Joe Mentum. I believe it was Salon. One of the online publications today wrote something we called a Joe-bituary.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So there's lots of Joe things to talk about here. And, of course, there's the governor's fine speech. What we're going to do today is give you a number of different kinds of reactions to the speech. Coming up at 3:35, the woman who understands the numbers the best on the side of the angels is a woman named Shelley Jabal from Connecticut Voices for Children. She'll be joining us at 3:35. You know, there's always the speech that a governor gives at a time like this, and then you actually look at the budget that goes with the speech. And it turns out there's many things in the budget that bear no resemblance to what was being. I mean, you sort of look at the budget and the governor will be talking. I'm just giving you a for instance now. The governor might be talking about open space and our renewed commitment to open space. And can't do enough about open space. And then you look at the budget and it's been cut. There's actual cuts in the open space budget. It's that kind of thing. And what happens to the legislators in a situation like this is, in many cases, what they've been given, maybe 10 minutes before the actual address, is a cheat sheet on the budget. I think today, I may have this wrong, but Mark Ryan, the budget guru for the governor, has been doing these kind of little briefings sometimes before the speech. He may have briefed legislators, but not everybody goes to that because it's boring. But then they get kind of a cheat sheet that the alleged summary is in the budget.
Is that a good way to describe it?
Well, probably not, but I mean, every term that you use these days seems to have a problem with it. And then, you know, at some point or other, they might get around to looking at the actual proposed budget, but it takes a while. Meanwhile, actually, one of the things that I loved today was that although no real mention was made of this problem in this little thing of ours that's going on here in Connecticut, and the both the majority and the minority parties in the General Assembly kept themselves under control. There certainly were opportunities for the Democrats to grumble or boo or whatever. They didn't do that. They didn't applaud very much, but they didn't do that. And there was also a moment where perhaps a Republican could have stood up, because when the thing about the committee was announced, there was sort of a little moment, was if anybody objects to this or whatever. There was a moment where somebody could have stood up and said, yeah, I do object to this. And nobody did, and that's probably a sign that the leaders of the, in that case, the minority party, the Republican Party, kept their people under control for that. So everything was very quiet and calm, and there were protesters and stuff up there, including, I think, the head of the Cowboys. I think I saw him, Frank Butash, the head of the Save Roland Cowboys. But there were protesters. But anyway, everything was very well behaved. But I did note that Governor Roland gave his speech roughly between 12:30 and 1:30. I don't have the exact times, but the speech kind of ran in that little interval somewhere in there. And I noticed that convening at 2 was the actual committee of inquiry, the impeachment. So it was kind of, yeah, great speech. Yeah, we loved it. Thanks very much. Great speech, Governor. Thank you. Wonderful speech. We're going to go impeach you now, okay? Okay, thanks. Thanks. Thanks for the speech. We got to go impeach you, okay? Is that okay? Okay, thanks. And the other thing that was kind of interesting was that what the governor did today, if he had introduced any more, he was like a greeter at Atlantic City or something. He introduced so many people, all of whom were deserving of applause. And it was kind of like this little game he was playing with the Democrats, because the Democrats didn't want to applaud anything. And they certainly didn't want to applaud anything.